Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity. You guys probably forgot all about me. I forget how to record for a podcast. I have missed you guys so much. I feel so out of the groove of podcasting since it's legitimately been a full month by the time this is going up. Like, I can't even believe it. But you guys may have seen that, you guys know I've been posting like every other Friday, and the last episode I was going to do just was not happening since I was in like a really sad moment. It was just like not a good time for me and my family, since it would have been my dad's birthday, and you guys know I lost my dad in 2019. So we were just like kind of sad. I mean, very sad. And just, I was with my mom and my sister, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be like forcing this podcast episode right now, which, by the way, I really, really wanted to record with my mom and my sister together, because I have an episode with my sister. I have an episode with my mom. Actually, I have several with my twin sister, Lucy. And then I know I have one with my mom, and we wanted to do one together. We kept talking about it, but there just like wasn't a good time, or when we finally would be like, okay, like this Sunday, and then we would be like, okay, we're gonna do it. And then I remember my mom being really upset, and her being like, I just want to be in like a happy mood to be on your podcast. I don't want to be sad and like crying, like, which I totally get. So we were like, okay. And so really sadly that didn't happen with the three of us, but I'm sure it will happen one day. And yeah, as you guys can tell by the title, this is just going to be mainly big sister advice. So I'm going to be your big sister in this episode and give you advice, which, by the way, I feel so honored that you trust my opinion and what advice I would give you in your certain situation, because I don't know, it's kind of like a lot of pressure over here. I want to make sure I'm giving you good advice, and I love you guys as if you're my best friends and my little sisters. And so yeah, that's just like really sweet that you think of me and will write in your personal things that you're going through. And so yeah, thank you for sharing your experiences, all of you. So many of you wrote in so many things. Of course, we can't get to everything, which I wish we could, but I went through like all of them and tried to do a bunch of different topics. But basically, I've done YouTube videos like this where I'm just kind of like chit-chatting, getting cozy big sister advice on topics that I maybe normally haven't touched on in the past, are a little bit more real, a little bit more raw. And it just dawned on me, like, you guys love these YouTube videos so much. So I was like, I should make a big sister advice podcast episode. Like, I love listening to these podcasts, like any advice podcast, I just find fascinating. I feel like a lot of us can relate to other people's situations. So even if I'm not answering your question or giving advice on your specific situation, you might relate to another one. That's what I find whenever I listen to podcasts. When someone will write in for advice, I'm like, ooh, I want to hear what they have to say about that. Or ooh, like, I could use advice on that too, kind of thing. So yeah, wow. It's been a month, like I said, since I recorded for you guys. I've missed you so bad, and I just love this podcast so much. I think it's so fun to record. I love listening to podcasts, like I said, and I just think we have like the funnest little community over here, and I'm just feeling really grateful, like I said, that I have all you guys to interact with me, and that you guys like listening, and I don't know, it just means a lot. I'm in my feels over here today. I should warn, I know you guys like, honestly, my favorite part of podcasts, like, I love the advice, everything, but my favorite part when I listen to podcasts, which I'll tell you guys about one that I've really been loving recently, like, I found a new one, but I love when hosts will just kind of, like, catch up in the beginning or chit-chat about what's going on. It just feels like I'm on the phone with a friend and, like, really relatable. So I should forewarn you, in this episode, I might be kind of like all over the place, or I'm already nervous that I'm looking at my notes right now and that I like wrote the questions like you guys, when you, whatever you wrote in that you want my advice on, I didn't space it out well. Like I have them written really close together. Like I wish I like indented more lines or paragraphs. Do you even know what I'm saying? I'm not making any sense because I feel like I'm going to mess up my words and like read incorrectly because I'm quite tired today. I have my big cup of coffee next to me, but you won't believe what happened at like, 3 a.m. last night. Okay, so this has never happened before, and see, this is why I love the podcast too so much. Another reason is we just get to chit-chat. Like, we have nothing but time here. We have so much time to talk, which I love because I could talk all day long. I love talking. But I feel like in my YouTube videos, sometimes I'll be chatty. They'll be long in the vlogs, whatever, but I still want it to be entertaining, so I try not to, you know, make my videos too long. And so I'm like, won't even get into this story or explain things like this because it'll just take too much time, but I'll tell you guys so you get the inside scoop. So it's 3 a.m. and Brody is so restless, and it's so unlike him. Obviously Max and I are asleep, and we wake up to him like walking around. He keeps like laying on different parts of the floor, like laying in his bed, coming out of our bed, laying in the bathroom, laying by the window, and we're like, is he okay? Why does he keep moving around? So we like turn on the lights, and spoiler, he's sleeping really peacefully next to me right now. He looks so sweet. But wow, it's been a crazy 12 hours. So anyway, so we turn on the lights and he's itching like crazy at his ears, at his like armpits. He's just like itching all over. He's so itchy. His ears are all red. He's like uncomfortable. We're like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And that's just it. He seemed so like not himself and so uncomfortable. So we're like, the poor thing. So we're like trying everything, getting him to drink water, relax. Like, of course, I'm like, you know, WebMD, like looking up everything on Google, like stressing myself out, like, oh my gosh, is he okay? Like, what happened? So we figured it probably could be like an allergic reaction to something. I've talked about his allergies before. Like, I know Goldens are like really prone to just allergies in general, I think. And then, of course, I'm like worrying about all these other things I'm seeing on Google. So we call his vet at 3 a.m. and they were like, yeah, if you come in right now, it's like a middle of the night emergency fee. So it's like something astronomical. She was like, he's okay for now. Even if he's like uncomfortable or like acting weird, it's because he's itchy. Like, bring him in when we open at 8. So we're like, okay. But it's still an emergency visit. You still pay like twice as much as a normal one. And of course, we have a vet appointment for him in literally 2 days to get shots that he needed. But of course this happens 2 days before, so we need to bring him in on an emergency visit because he's uncomfortable and we didn't want to like wait 2 days. We wanted to see like what was happening. And we know like he has his heartworm medicine, his flea and tick. We're like, okay, it's not anything like that. Like, what's going on? Anyway, so we bring him in and we wait for like hours because it's an emergency visit. So it's just like first come, first kind of, you know, and there's people in front of us. And so, yeah, basically I'm just tired, but we bring him in, and long story short, it's probably just allergies, and they gave him medicine and Benadryl and stuff like that, and he has been so much better ever since. We got home, he's feeling so much better. I'm sure the Benadryl made him sleepy, right? Isn't that a thing that, like, Benadryl makes you sleepy? Because he's, like, knocked out next to me, but it's just already his ears look better. He looks less red and itchy. I'm so happy the medicine is helping and that he's, like, calmed down. Even if the Benadryl is making him sleepy, I'm happy he's getting some rest. I mean, he's probably exhausted because he didn't sleep like at all last night, neither did me. So I'm happy he's looking good. Oh my gosh, you guys, I wish you could see on the podcast, he's looking so sweet and cute. But anyway, that's just kind of like what's happened like very recently, but I want to do a little catch up on the last month. So like you kind of heard, I've been visiting home a lot, which has been so nice. I talked about my vlogs how I've loved being home with my mom and my sister. I think in the summer it hits diff being home and in warm weather and just doing things with your family. I've just like loved seeing them, and obviously it was so nice to be with them when on July 3rd, when it would have been my dad's birthday, because we just miss him so much. And then on days like that, like on Father's Day or when it's his birthday, you just miss them that much more. I'm sure you guys feel that if you are missing a loved one, have lost a loved one close to you. It's just really hard on those big days and you just notice their absence so much more, kind of thing. So it was really good to be with them during that time. And we're actually going to our lake house in August, and I'm so excited. It's such a like sacred place in our family. I could be emotional because it was my dad's like most favorite place ever, and he always talks about when, well, I mean, not now, but back when he was here, he would talk about how I love my mom when they first started dating, whatever. And he's like, oh yeah. And then I found out they had this family lake house, and I went and I was like, freak yeah, she's the one. I'm sold. You know, like he loved it there so much and would go all the time, and it would help like open our cottage every summer and close it up and do all the things around the house and love bringing our dogs and everything like that. So anyway, be excited for some lake content coming soon. It's always the best vibes there, so maybe my mom, my sister, and I will record a little podcast then. And I always tell them, I'm like, we don't even have to talk about my dad. I know they feel more, you know, stressed recording than I do because I'm just so used to it. So I'm like, don't worry, we can keep it really lighthearted. Like, I know my mom never really wants to talk about it. I'm sure it would just be highly emotional. She probably doesn't want to, you know, just start crying. But yeah, we will see about that. And another thing, we're just being very raw, okay? Maybe I will be emotional because I was when I was like just filming in a little vlog about this. And actually, as you're listening to this, or the day this is going up at least, my YouTube vlog about this I think is going up today too. So to spit it out, what I'm talking about. So I'm finally starting therapy, which feels so weird to say, or like surreal, I don't know, because I know that I've wanted to ever since my dad passed away, and honestly, even probably before then, because just honestly, my belief is that everyone could benefit from therapy, and it could just help anyone, no matter like what they've been through. I just think like some help mentally and sort of like sort through your thoughts with like an unbiased third party just sounds really nice. Obviously, take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt because I'm starting, so like I have no experience with it. Yeah, maybe I have no idea what it's really like or what to expect, but yeah, I finally have like a date on the calendar, my first appointment, and have made the initiative to do this. And it's scary. Like, it just seems so scary to divulge like personal thoughts and details of the past and events with like essentially a stranger, but I need to just not think about it too much. I'm sure I'll feel more comfortable when I'm there. I'm sure you guys, some of you listening have experienced like going to therapy, but I'm just nervous because I have no experience with it, but I'm sure it'll be good. My sister told me about it because she's done it and she thinks it's great. My cousins, like so many of my friends, you know. So yeah, that's like an exciting thing. I don't know if it's as exciting as more as I'm just happy I'm like putting my mental health first and trying to take care of myself. So maybe this is your sign. If you've been thinking about it and I'm finally doing it, maybe you can too. Like if I can do it, you can do it. So yeah, that's happening. I wanted to tell you about the podcast I have been listening to. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this podcast. It's called the What We Said podcast. Like, it's called What We Said. And it's with JC, who I know does YouTube, Instagram, and then her friend Chelsea. I don't really know Chelsea. I have to, like, go find her Instagram. I don't know if she does, like, Instagram or YouTube or anything. But basically, I found JC through Aspen. You guys know I love Aspen and Parker. And JC is Aspen's friend. So I feel like I'm saying this confusingly, but I'd been following JC on Instagram for a bit. Like, she's so cute. I love following her on Instagram. And I'm like, you know, I should like try listening to her podcast. I feel like I am getting sick of the ones I listen to, or I just haven't listened to podcasts in a while. I'm like, maybe I should try hers. Like, I see people post about theirs. Like, it must be good. So I started listening on these car rides when I kept visiting my mom and my sister. And I'm like, okay, I literally love their podcast. This is just so good. Like, I love the chit chat. Like I said, I love the advice. I love hearing just JC and Chelsea talk, like they're best friends, and just talk about all sorts of things. One episode in specific, you guys, oh my gosh. So actually, this past Saturday, I drove back home. I was home for like 2 days. I didn't even show it in YouTube or anything. So you guys get the real tea, but I wasn't filming or anything. I just was going home for the weekend. And I was driving home Saturday morning, literally 6 a.m. And I was like, wow, I'm going to be so tired and like falling asleep on this 3-hour drive. But I played this episode of theirs. And it was about hometown scandals that like listeners wrote in about scandals that happened in their hometown. Oh my gosh, you guys, this episode kept me awake. If you need to be awake, if you need to be on like the edge of your seat, listen to this episode of the What We Said podcast. I'm sure it's just titled like Hometown Scandals. Oh my gosh, I heard the craziest like murder stories and just most unbelievable crazy stuff of people's hometowns. It was honestly scaring me, but I'm like, wow, like it was just wildly entertaining. So yeah, but other than that, I feel like I'm sure some of their episodes are crazy like that, but I don't know. I've just been loving hearing their advice on life, and they're a little bit older than me. So it just, wow, now that I think of it, it's like they are like big, giving me big sister advice, how I'm going to be giving you guys big sister advice. So yeah, I've really been loving their podcast. I want to go listen to like all of them. I want to go back and just like hear everything. I love their point of view and hearing their experiences and things and relationship advice and just personal advice, all sorts of things. So yes. Another thing I've really been getting into in the last month is Orange Theory. You guys may have seen in my YouTube videos, or I feel like I posted some Instagram stories. I have been loving Orange Theory. I don't know where this obsession like really came from. I'm trying to think. So my best friend Hannah from home, who also, I just need to like gas her up for a sec. She's the reason I started YouTube like over 9 years ago, which is insane. Anyway, so still same best friend Hannah, love her. Worked at Orange Theory, loved it so much. Finally dragged me my first class in Albany and I loved it. Oh, so this is what happened. So I went to a couple, but then COVID happened and like everything shut down, right? So that was March of 2020, obviously. And then I think when classes started back up, it was like you had to wear a mask in them. And I remember, oh my gosh, yeah, now I'm remembering, I probably vlogged it in the fall. I went here with a mask on and I literally thought I was gonna pass out on the treadmill. I'm like, Gretchen, don't be dramatic, like obviously how hard can it be? Everyone in doing these classes has the masks on, like you'll be fine. But I think just because I wasn't used to it, something about like sprinting on the treadmill with the mask on, I was like, oh my gosh, I seriously feel like I'm gonna pass out. I was like, maybe I'll just wait to come back till the mask mandate is gone. So that's what I did. And now I'm back and I'm loving it so much. It's just, oh, it's the best. Talked about it in my vlogs, but it literally just reminds me of like a team conditioning workout that I got in rowing. Like not all the negatives from rowing that you guys know. were not like good things from it, like bad lasting thing. Do you know what I'm saying? But there were some positives, like working out with the team, like having this motivation and this like camaraderie. Is that the word? I don't know. Just the motivation of everyone working out together, pushing each other, just feels so good. And like getting a nice sweat in, you got the weights, you got the rowing machine, which obviously like brings me back. And suddenly I'm in like competitive beast mode and the coaches are like, okay, where did you row, sweetie? Like we can tell you're like going hard over here, you know. And then the running, which just like pushes me so hard. Like I would just never push myself as hard as if I was in an Orange Theory class, you know. Like if I was gonna do that by myself at the gym here at my apartment building, like I just would not do it because there wouldn't be the coach like telling me to, or the motivation of the people around me doing it. So yeah, I've just been loving it. You guys should try it. It's so good. I feel like I really need to get a membership because I bought this pack of classes, but then I realized I feel like it's way more expensive than if you do like an 8-class-a-month membership. I feel like that would be perfect for me, like twice a week, good to go, right? I need to do that. So we're just being really real here, but we're gonna be really real in this episode, so this is like perfect. You guys know I'm like never hide anything, I'm an open book. So I've been really emotional the past 2 days, which makes sense because I started my period. So this always happens where I'll be really sad or emotional. Like I'll have a day or two and I'm like, what is wrong? Like I just feel so sad. Nothing's making me happy. I just feel like in a rut. And then I realize, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just finished my birth control pack. I'm about to get my period. Or like, wow, I got my period yesterday. I'm going to get it tomorrow. Something like that. I'm always like, oh, now it makes sense. Okay, so going along with that, I hope you're okay with a little period talk. But I have been so obsessed, you guys, with using a period cup. Is that what you call it? Mine is called the Flex Cup. That's just like the brand of the period cup I'm using. And like, is this TMI? We're like probably all girls here listening. But this is a TMI big sister advice episode, right? So it's been so good. I can't believe it took me so long to try a period cup. I needed the big sister advice from my friend Mal. You guys know my friend Mal that lived here, but she was the one that actually told me about them and was like, oh my God, you need to try them. They're so good because you can keep them in longer than you would tampons. And I always had issues with that because I'd leave my tampons in way too long and it's like not good and you're you're not supposed to more than, what, I don't know, is it 6 hours or something? But the period cups, I think most of them you can leave in for 12 hours at least. That's how long mine is. And I remember being so scared a couple months ago, like the first time I was trying it, because Mal had told me you gotta try it. Like, I love mine. You can leave them in way longer. You don't have to worry about it. You are less crampy. They're comfortable. But I don't know why the idea of it always scared me. Like, maybe it was just the change of it all, changing away from using tampons, which I was always so used to. Can't believe I haven't talked about it on my podcast, or I guess YouTube. I don't know. I'm not like thinking about talking about that type of stuff on my podcast or YouTube that much, unless you guys ask, which just made me think of it because there was like a lot of questions about that, obviously, in like a girl talk advice episode. But let me tell you, if you have been scared to try one, they are so comfortable. I was scared that I was gonna be able to feel it because I feel like they sit kind of lower than a tampon does. But I don't feel it at all. It's so comfortable. I couldn't believe, like, the first time I worked out in it, I'm like, I can't believe that's like in there right now and I don't even notice. And for me, it's so good because I'll empty it and clean it in the morning and then empty and clean it at night. And it's just so nice that I only have to worry about it every 12 hours as opposed to every six or whatever it is with the tampons. Actually, you guys may have heard about the cup I use from the brand Flex because I believe they sponsored one of my podcasts in the past month or so. Maybe it even was my last podcast. I believe they're sponsoring this episode to you guys. So I'll make sure the ad for Flex goes right here so you guys can hear more all about this Flex cup and my experience with it, my experience with the Flex discs. And I'll make sure to put it in right now before we get into the advice portion of this episode. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it is the most frustrating thing when I'm on my period, which I am this week, so that's why I'm thinking about it right now. It's how often I have to change my tampon. The longevity of them is my number one complaint because I just have to remember to switch them. You can only keep them in for a short period of time. If you know, you know. So this is where Flex comes in clutch for me personally. But if you want a period product that looks out for your lifestyle, your body, and the planet, you've got to try Flex. So if you didn't know, Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body, and one Flex Disc can actually be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as three super tampons. That's what initially drew me to it, since I can leave it in for twice as long as a tampon, and it's not a cup, and it's better than a tampon, so it's unlike any other period product you've seen before. You can wear it for mess-free period sex, which is a plus, and it's smaller than a tampon when inserted. By the way, I swear I have way less cramps using it as opposed to tampons, which obviously I love. And Flex discs also create 60% less waste when compared to pads and tampons, so you can feel good about it and consider using Flex in an environmental good deed. And if you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex cup. So Flex cup is a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo actually rated number one. The patented pull tab, it makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. So it's so easy. You already know how to use it, and it's made with beginners in mind, which I really appreciated since it was the first cup I actually ever used. It's velvety soft, completely body safe, and lasts for years. With helpful videos and in-depth diagrams available to walk you through the entire process, you'll never go back to products from the past once you try Flex. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/happyhour and use code happyhour for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits or 10% off your first Flex cup, plus free US shipping. That's happyhour at flexfits.com/happyhour. And now let's get back into the episode. Okay, now for the advice. First off, let me just say there was a lot of questions on like breakup advice, and I just have to say you guys should go listen to my episode from this past September. It's called How to Move On from Heartbreak and Love and Trust Again. I go over so much advice I have for breakups there, so you should definitely listen to that because I feel like I touch on like every situation you could be experiencing, because obviously I've experienced heartbreak and breakups and it's so tough. And just know if you're going through a breakup, my heart goes out to you because, oh my gosh, it's so painful. You feel like literally sick, physically sick. Like, I can put myself back in that situation in my shoes, and it's just so awful. And like seeing friends, loved ones go through it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm immediately reminded because I know how tough it is. So my heart goes out to you, and I love you, and I really hope that that episode can help you. Well, a lot of you guys wrote in the little question box I had on my Instagram story for advice, but some of you also DM me like longer ones, so I think I have the longer ones first, just how I set this up. So here we go. Here's the first one. I'm in high school and I get super embarrassed having my small business acting like an influencer. How can I gain more confidence on social media without fear of getting made fun of? Second, what do I do about my friends all hanging out behind my back and lying to me about it? Ugh. We have a Life 360 circle, and I see when they hang out without me. What's a Life 360 circle? That must be like Find my friends, I'm guessing. Oh my gosh, I feel so old that I don't know what that is. Okay, let's break this down. I'm in high school, it's super embarrassed having my small business acting like an influencer. Oh my god, that's so annoying because I like know the feeling you're talking about since that happened to me in 2012. And people in high school are just so like, people can be so mean in high school. Kids can just be awful and so judgmental and not like open-minded. I think you should know, bottom line, that your true friends will have your back. Seriously, like I went through the same thing in 2012 when I started my YouTube channel, and I honestly, it was a good thing because I caught on very quickly on my friends that were my true friends and had my back, and then my ones that didn't. And it can be really surprising. Like, I remember one of my closest friends at the time, when I told her, reacted really negatively, like really poorly. And she was just like, why are you doing that? That's so weird. That's not going to go anywhere. Like, literally, I feel like she said to me, oh, I don't want to be your friend. Like, that's so embarrassing. Like, and I was like, oh, okay, girl. Well, that's really unfortunate and sad. But wow, like, you don't have my back or my best intentions in mind or whatever it is. And so, okay, like we don't need to be friends. So it was kind of a pivotal moment and a defining moment for me, and honestly helpful to make sure the people around me actually had the best intentions for me. So I don't think you should be embarrassed having a small business at all, acting like an influencer. Everybody's a freaking influencer these days. Everybody has an Instagram and something that they're working on. And I think you just need to focus on you and your intentions and motivations for starting it. Because if you go back to, that's always helped me too, if I ever question like, what am I doing? If I go back to my intentions of why I'm doing something and why I love it and my pure motivations, I think that can help a lot. And also think that gaining confidence on social media without the fear of getting made fun of just comes with time. And when you're young and when you're in high school, I just felt like I was so hurt by negativity and people being rude to me about whatever I was doing online. But I just honestly think with time that will help with your confidence a lot. And again, keeping the supportive people around you and the people that aren't supportive around you, like goodbye, let them go hang out without you. Okay, second, what do you do about your friends hanging out with you and lying about it? Oh my gosh, like why are they lying about it? Can we just be honest? That just seems so like middle school, typical middle school, high school to me. And I always think about that. I'll look back and be like, why was like hanging out with friends and friend groups such a dramatic, like emotional thing in middle school or high school? I guess because you just want to be validated and have a friend group and have friends around that like love you and care about you. I just think it gets so much better and college and afterwards. Like I could never think of a time in college if my friends would hang out without me and I would like see that, I would be like, oh my gosh, like that looks so fun, I hope you guys are having a great time at brunch. Like almost like, okay, maybe deep down I'm sad I didn't get the invite, but I'm just not gonna like, I don't know, do you know what I mean? I'm sure if they thought of me they would invite me, but if they didn't, like it's not a big deal. I don't know, I just think it needs to be like less of a big deal. But that's annoying that they're lying about it. Like if they're gonna hang out and tell you that they're like, okay, but that's annoying that they're lying. Can they not lie? And also just know that time and maturity of everybody involved will help. And that bottom line, you really only want to be with people that want to be with you anyway, right? That is in like romantic relationships, but also friendships. If they are being crappy friends and not inviting you and not thinking of you and not thinking about how their actions could affect you, if they're lying to you, if they're not thinking about if they're like hurting your feelings or not, they aren't, I don't know, they aren't really like prioritizing you and your relationship. And yeah, bottom line, you just want to hang out with people that want to hang out with you. So if they're not putting the time and effort in, you shouldn't either, sis, and you should distance yourself. Like it doesn't need to be this big emotional thing. I think you should focus on being around the friends that make you feel good and that support you. And it doesn't sound like this group of friends. Oh, that's so annoying when that happens though, because I hate like friendship drama and friendship breakups because it's so draining and like we've all been there. Meanwhile, I'm like, get rid of them, get new ones. But clearly you could just be honest with them and sort of try to have like a honest conversation and be like, hey, it's really been hurting my feelings when I feel like I am left out of these plans. Like what's been going on? Can we talk? Can we like hash it out? Because I feel like that's a very mature way to go about it. And just like being honest about how you're feeling will always help a situation. I had a close friend of mine recently come to me about issues with a friend, and I urged her to do the same thing, just to be like really honest in how she was feeling. Because I think sometimes the friend in question may not even notice how they're making you feel if they're just really focused on themselves or going through a hard time themselves. So maybe they are just more focused on themselves instead of like trying to hurt you kind of thing. I think a lot of times people aren't like intentionally trying to hurt your feelings. They are just not thinking about you. That sounds so bad, but they're just like too busy thinking about themselves because everyone's just worried about themselves, you know? Wow, am I even good at giving advice? Was that even good advice? Maybe I'm just salty and projecting my issues from high school onto you. Okay, next one. How to be at peace with yourself when you feel like you haven't accomplished it. What? I knew I was going to mess up reading these. Wow. Okay. How to be at peace with yourself when you feel like you haven't accomplished anything that day. Okay. I am feeling this today, sister. This is really for me. I think just knowing that tomorrow is a new day and your level of productivity will change from day to day. And that's okay, as it should. It probably shouldn't be the same every day. It probably shouldn't be like 10 hours of being crazy productive because you will burn out anyway. And yeah, know that it's okay. Give yourself some grace, cut yourself some slack, and know that it's not too late to take charge of your day if you want to be productive or accomplish things. I think being able to find peace in both situations, like being proud of yourself if you have had a productive day, but also finding peace if you are taking a relaxing day and that you can start tomorrow. But yeah, it's never too late in the day to go clean. Like, I feel so good and accomplished and productive if I'm like cleaning my apartment, or even if it's like cleaning through your phone or your computer, I don't know, organizing, knock something off your to-do list. For me, this is literally me today because we were at the vet with Brody for so long. Obviously, my whole day and schedule's kind of thrown off, and historically throughout time, I will freak out and like break down and cry and feel like I have no time to accomplish all the things I wanted to do that day. Wow, I'm realizing how far I've come, because I literally used to sit on the couch and like cry and be like, everything's wrong, like I'm behind in my schedule, so now I can't do anything instead of doing the things that I would have time for, you know? So I just took a deep breath when I got back and I'm like, okay, Gretchen, it's okay, everything's all right. You're a little bit, you know, later to start your day today, but that's okay. Why don't we just start with something? Knock something off your to-do list. So I went through all your guys' advice questions that you wrote in, and I'm recording this podcast, and I feel really good that we're doing this. Also, this is just like selfishly fun because I always love recording podcasts, but it's just never too late to take charge in your day. Even if it's bedtime and you're like, wow, I've done nothing today, maybe you like clean up your countertop on your sink in your bathroom, and that feels really good, or you vacuum your room. I'll never forget when I had Tori Day Simone, you guys know I love her, on my podcast. She was saying that her therapist gave her the advice, when you are feeling like everything is out of order and you are so not productive and you haven't accomplished anything, her therapist was like, whatever you're doing, whatever you're worrying about, stop, grab your vacuum and vacuum your room. Like, first thing, vacuum your bedroom. You will feel 10 times better with the fresh vacuum marks in the rugs. Like, everything is just going to feel more in order. And I so agree with that. So yeah, it's not too late. And also, if you are going to have an intentionally lazy day and not accomplish anything, be okay with that, because you chose that and you are resting and recharging and will be a better version of yourself tomorrow, right? Okay, this next one says, Gretchen, help. Okay, this one's long. I don't want to mess up the words. Gretchen, help. I went on an amazing first date with this guy from Tinder, and we talked for so long. We texted back. I already feel like I know where this is going. We texted back and forth a bit after. We made vague plans to meet up last Tuesday night. Well, Tuesday rolls around, and I text him to no response. Ugh, still nothing. I hate to be annoying and bother someone, but I thought it went so well, and now I'm just sad. Do I double text? Do I reach out again? Do I just forget him? This is so long, rambly, but any advice is welcome. Ugh, girl. Like, I would be so sad too, and was, honestly, in all honesty, whenever this would happen to me, because of course, everyone gets, like, ghosted at some point, right? Okay, I feel split when I'm reading this, because half of me, of course, is like, screw that guy, girl power, I want better for you, sis. Like, I just feel like how we all are with each other, giving each other advice is like, oh, screw him. Like, because we know how amazing each other are. So that's how I am with, I'm like, girl, like, you're the best and I love you and you don't deserve this. Yeah, I just feel like I want to say, oh, I want better for you. I want a guy who will show you that he cares. But then the other half of me is like, okay, Gretchen, relax. Maybe he's shy and it could be good for you to tell him exactly how you feel. Like how I was saying earlier with a girl and her friends, maybe just being really honest on how you feel. But also, like, I guess it's newer, you met on Tinder, so I don't know if that's like coming on too strong. Don't overthink it though. Like, it's always good to be honest, right? This is like me thinking through my thoughts right now. And I feel like it's just so mature to always be honest with how you feel and just telling him how you feel about him and your relationship and your first date, everything like that. Since games aren't good for anyone, in my opinion. Like the whole game of like, who can care less or respond less to make the other person care more. I hate that. I literally hate that so much. I think that's so immature. And honestly, sis, I just want to be honest. I'm having a feeling that it may not work because in my experience, when you're in a relationship in the beginning, it should be easy. Like you both should just care so much about each other and want to make it work. I'm sure there are instances where that doesn't happen. Like you could still end up in a relationship, who knows? But he just needs to be so interested and sweet to you. Like, I guess he could just be nervous, like I said, but it should be him texting you back still. You know, he shouldn't just not be answering at all if he's nervous. Like maybe he's just like, to be really honest, not interested, but that seems hard to believe after you guys had such a good time together. But again, like I said, you only want to be with someone that wants to be you, with you. Like you only want to be around someone that wants you around. You need to feel appreciated and loved and all those things. And I'm sure you have all these standards and that's good. So you need to show him that you are thriving without him and you don't need him, in my opinion. Focus on you and your own thing. And I've talked about this before. This is like always really hard to admit, but there's definitely been times in my life where I feel like I've been like waiting around for this guy, right? Who might not be answering, might be flaking on plans, kind of like your situation, ghosting me. And I feel like I'll wait around or put my plans on hold just to see if they'll reach out or try to hang out or something like that. And it's so bad because you need to love yourself first and take care of yourself and prioritize yourself and your hobbies and your interests first. Like I remember specifically myself in college having plans to go to a yoga class in the evening, and I would literally skip yoga, you guys, which I loved so much and helped with my health so much, obviously mentally even more than physically, but both. And it was like something that was so good for me. Sometimes I would skip and just wait around and be like, oh, I hope he like texts back, or like I just want to, maybe if he's free tonight we could hang out, so maybe I won't go to yoga. But it's like, sister, you got to prioritize yourself. And I'm looking back at your thing right now because I'm like taking over your situation, but you did go on an amazing first date, so that is so frustrating. And I'm validating your feelings. Like, of course, that's so sad. And you just want to be like, okay, what's the deal? What are we? Like, what's going on? Especially that's the worst when you have plans, even if they're vague, to meet up and then like no one says anything. You're just like, okay, so was I crazy for thinking that we were actually going to see each other? Like, come on. And you don't want to like double text because you want them to reply. That's so annoying. I feel like I'm such a brat that I would just be like, bye. Literally delete their number, block, move on, go text like five other guys. I give the worst advice. Like, I'm so toxic. No, but seriously, I love you and you don't deserve this. And in my opinion, when it's the right guy, it won't be this challenging. Oh my gosh, yeah. Wait, that's actually my advice on this, because there were probably a handful of guys. I mean, there were a handful of guys for me that seemed like eerily similar to this before Max. And it was so hard and I was trying to force it and I was double texting and whatever. And they were flaking on our plans. And then suddenly this boy liked me and actually really cared and was always checking in on like how my day was. And he wanted to see me and it was really bizarre and I didn't know why and it was freaking me out. And it was Max, and now he's my boyfriend, and like...
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
It's just so obvious when a guy cares, in my opinion. And what's that saying? It's like when he cares, you'll know. And if you don't know and you're confused, he doesn't care. That's so sad. It's like so hard to hear, but all those things help me so much, because whenever I was like, I'm confused, what does it mean? It means that he's probably not caring as much as you think, which is like so hard to hear. But I love you, sister, and you are going to get through this. I know it. And the right guy will come around at the right time. Okay, next one says, was hoping for advice on UTIs. It's taboo, but once a lot of women become sexually active, they start getting UTIs. She said she does. And it's ridiculous that so many girls don't know how serious they can become. True, I did know that. I literally had to start seeing a specialist. Oh no. It's so expensive, but I wish it was talked about more. Okay, so I guess on this, I can only really speak, I'm really not an expert. I can only speak to you my friends, family experience that I hear from people close to me in life, since I've actually never had one. I'm knocking on wood right now. You hear that? Because I know they are so common. And to be honest, I don't know how I haven't had one, because like literally now that I'm thinking about it, all my girlfriends my age, I feel like I've had one. Like, I feel like I'm the only one that hasn't. So maybe I'm just the lucky one over here. But from my friend's experience that I will just take on as my own, since I haven't had one, yes, you can get them so easily, especially when you're sexually active, right? Like, I'm sure you can get them without being sexually active, but I think that can sort of cause UTI, right? In a lot of situations. Oh my gosh, can one of you that is like a nurse or actually knows what you're talking about here, can you like DM me on Happy Hour Podcast or like comment on my post promoting this episode? Because I always wish there were comments on this episode, but I need one of you guys to like actually fact check me here. You're gonna be like, no, Gretchen, you're completely wrong. But what I've heard, this is just what I've heard through the grapevine, that isn't this a thing that like every girl hears? That after you have sex, you should go pee right away, and that helps you not get a UTI. Is this like completely an urban legend or like myth? I don't know. I don't think so, because I feel like it's a widely known thing, and I've always done that. So maybe that's why I haven't gotten a UTI, or maybe I'm just lucky. But even I know girlfriends that do that, you still can get UTIs really easily. I can think of a couple friends off the top of my head. I know they can get so serious. You said this. You said you're seeing a specialist and they can become so serious. Okay, yes, because I had one good friend that was, I feel like people can just be prone to them. So that's probably, you're probably prone to them if you're seeing a specialist and you can just get them so easily. And my friends just say it can be really uncomfortable and it feels like you have to pee all the time, even if you don't. And it can be, yeah, just like painful. And I remember my one friend's getting very serious and you can even like pee blood. Oh my gosh, this is like way TMI, or can like spread to your kidneys type of thing. It can get so bad and you need to go on like medicine. I think you always kind of have to go on medicine, or there's like at least medicine I think at CVS that my friends have got that you can help with like symptoms, but I think it's always good to see a doctor. My one friend always would have to take pills because it seemed like you like very prone to them. She would take, I don't know if this is like a common thing, but she would have to take pills like immediately. Oh gosh, was it after she would have sex or before? I forget. She would have to take these pills like every time she would have sex to prevent the UTIs because she would get them so much. So here I am just like talking all about my friends here. At least I'm not saying their names right. But I know it is such a common thing. So I just want to say that I know that, and people don't really talk about them that much. But like, doesn't everyone kind of, like, it's just a urinary tract infection. That's what a UTI is, right? Like, don't, like, my friend's cat had one. Like, guys probably get them. You can probably get them if you're not sexually active. I feel like you can get them so easily. So, yeah, I'm not really afraid to talk about it. But it is taboo, I feel like. I feel like people don't really, like, talk about it still. Maybe more now than they used to. But, yeah, if you guys didn't know, you should know how serious they can become. If you get them, you should see your doctor, talk to your parents, your sister, your friend. DM me. I'll tell you. I didn't know. I don't know because I've never gotten one, like I said. But, yeah, that's kind of like what I know about that. And I'm sorry I can't like speak to my own experience, because I fully, you guys know me, I'd be out here being like, oh yeah, I get them all the time. So like, I wish I could relate, but I feel like I thought that I've had them before, but I never actually have. My sister's like, yeah, no, you don't have that. Okay, you guys, I should have just Googled this, because I'm realizing, Gretchen, just freaking Google it so you can give them the real tea here and like the real answers. So this is obviously from a professional doctor right here, Google. I'm getting it just on Google, so take this with a grain of salt. But I just Googled, like, can peeing after sex help you not get a UTI? It says, peeing after sex may help to flush bacteria out of the urethra, thereby helping to prevent a urinary tract infection. Okay, so this is why everybody tells you this. All your girlfriends, your sisters, your mom is like, go pee after your sex. So this is why. Now I know. It may be especially helpful for women or people who are prone to UTIs. However, peeing after sex will not prevent pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections. Oh yeah, well, we know that. Imagine if you just like, how ridiculous. Imagine if you were like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna like pee after sex so I won't get pregnant. Anyway, okay, enough Gretchen. I'm getting a little crazy over here with my coffee. This says, is it okay to hook up or make out with someone as a one-time thing? Well, if you are asking me, girlfriend, 100% it's okay in my book. Like, why not? Obviously, I have, and maybe some of you listening like disagree or are judging me. But I, of course, lived my like wild college days. In my opinion, I don't know. I'm just happy I had all these experiences. I'm sure you could tell kind of from what I was talking about before, all these guys that I would like wait around for that would literally ghost me. That would be like a one-time thing or a one-time hookup, right? But it just builds character and made me into the girl I am today and gave me experience and also standards and showed me that I deserve better or more. And it's just not that serious, at least in my book, in college, at least where I went to college. Just, it can be very casual, which is maybe sad sometimes if you're looking for something more serious, or it can be hard to find a, you know, like long-term, serious, committed relationship when the hookup culture in college can be so casual. But also, if it is so casual and just fun and low-key, then sometimes I just think it doesn't need to be that big of a deal, and you can just live your best life and do whatever you want because you are your own boss and make your own decisions, and you don't have to listen to what your friends think is right or your favorite influencer who is waiting until marriage or your mom or dad, or I don't know, just like you do you, you know? I felt like this insane sense of independence in college and like autonomy over my own body and decisions, and I loved it. It was amazing. So yes, completely okay in my book. Sister, go hook up with him. You have my permission. This says, what are some things you wish you let go of sooner? Wow. Okay. This one's deep and going in a different direction. You were talking about like sex and UTIs and like hooking up, and now I'm like, okay, let go of resentment. No, but seriously, like big sister advice here is, things that I regret and I wish I let go of sooner would be grudges, okay, because it's heavy and weighs you down and takes up way too much emotional space. Resentment towards someone also is so draining, and it's just like, ugh, feeling like you can't forgive someone, ugh, also draining. Like all of these things, having beef with someone just feels so heavy and like it's taking up so much of your emotional capacity every day. It's like you can't focus or do anything else. Have any of you guys been there? Because I have, and it's awful. It's like so heavy. And if you're mad at someone, have a grudge against them, resentment, it's like it's hurting you more than it's hurting them, I think, in most cases, right? This actually reminds me so much. This is so weird, you guys. Recently, I've been feeling like the universe and like my thoughts and things that I'm consuming, like content, reading, like the What We Said podcast, book I was reading, everything is sort of like in alignment, and like I'm hearing the same things from like different sources. You're gonna think I'm crazy right now. I don't know if this is making any sense. But what this is making me think of is I recently finished Jen Atkin's book called Blowing My Way to the Top, and she's a celebrity hairstylist, and she talks a bunch about forgiveness towards the end of her book and how it's really hard but such an important thing and like sets people apart, and how forgiving others is like the best thing for you, specifically like for yourself. And she said the quote in there, she's like, having a grudge against someone else or not forgiving someone, resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And it's so crazy. Once I read that, I'm like, yeah, that's so true. It's like you're only like punishing yourself, and it's not even hurting the other person. And then I was listening to the What We Said podcast, and whatever episode is on, they were talking about that. They were like, oh, it's like that phrase, when you're drinking poison expecting the other person to die. And I'm like, wait, that's really crazy, because I just read that in the book. So that's my advice for you, okay? Things that I wish I let go of sooner were issues with other people that just don't need to be that big of a deal, and you can just move on, distance yourself if it's friends that don't have your best interest in mind, and you can just forgive them. Oh my God, it's so much easier. I'm literally thinking about like the heaviness I've carried with me in my everyday life with issues I've had with people, and it just feels draining and heavy, and it's so much easier when I can be like, you know what, Gretchen? Cut them some slack and forgive them and just move on. And if you ever cross paths again in the future, everything's okay. Because yeah, maybe you had your differences and your issues, but you forgave them and you are being the bigger person. And I wish I let go of things like that sooner, because it just made life a lot harder when it didn't need to be. So I hope that helps some of you if you are in a situation right now where you're not forgiving someone, or even if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm never gonna forgive, I don't know, my boyfriend for cheating on me ever again, like he's the whatever. okay, you don't have to be together, you don't have to love them again, but maybe it's just like try to move on from it and forgive them and be like, you know what, I still wish you the best. Maybe you can think of it as like, I'm just really optimistic over here. Some of you are going to be like, shut up, Gretchen, we don't want to hear that. But like, you could think of it as like, you know what, I still want the best for them. It's not going to be me. It's not going to be messing up my life. But you know, I hope the best for them. I hope everything's okay. And I can just feel a lot lighter and less heavy in some situations. Okay, back to being lighthearted. Next one, how to get rid of a hickey. Okay, also, like, no personal experience with this. I'm picking the worst questions right now to give advice on because I have never had to do this. I'm trying to think if I like ever had a hickey, or maybe it's been so barely noticeable that it's fine. Oh my God, I can't even think of it. I'm thinking of this one friend I had in college where it was like so bad. Like it was just, I don't know, I guess she like bruises. She had really bad hickeys on her neck and you like do the makeup and the scarf and the whole thing. Like we've all been there. Well, I haven't been there, but my friends have. It's like really funny when that happens. Anyway, okay, so girl, I did pick this because I wanted to tell you, I hope you're listening to this, whoever asked this, because I saw this TikTok and I don't know if it works, obviously, because I haven't used it, but I saw like two different TikToks of it because I think it was like one of those things where you can duet it. And this girl was showing how she had a tiki. Why did I say tiki? She had a hickey. She was using a whisk, is what I was trying to say. She had a hickey. She's using whisk. And she takes the whisk and she's like, okay, I'm trying to describe it right now because you only have my audio. You only have me telling it with podcasts. Okay, so if I'm giving you step-by-step tutorial, I'm sure you can Google like hickey whisk tutorial TikTok. I don't know. It'll probably come up. But you like hold the whisk against your neck and you like twist back and forth, like holding it against your skin. You twist back and forth. And apparently this whisk will break up like, what's a bruise? Like clotted blood in there? I don't know, whatever that's going on underneath the skin. And I guess it makes it go away right away. So this TikTok I saw, a girl's like showing to do it and the other person's like, pff, and they try it with the whisk and they were like, oh my God, like it works. And all the comments were like, whoa, this works. So yeah, if all the comments on TikTok say it works, like I'm sure it does. But yeah, you should try that because although I've never used it, it looked like it worked and it seemed like a cool life hack. So if any of you have done that, can you like DM me and be like, oh my God, Gretchen, yes, the whisk does work with a hickey, because now I'm interested. Now I want to, oh my gosh, I'm going to tell Max to give me hickey because I want to try. Later I'm going to be like, can you just like suck on my neck for a second? This is getting ridiculous over here. This is getting out of hand. I feel like I've had a drink and I haven't. Like I just have a bit, I'm really caffeinated. Like I have my coffee. I think I'm just energized from chatting with you guys. I'm going to tell Max that I talked to him. He's going to be like, what is wrong with you? Okay. Next up, let's move on. This says, okay, this is a little more serious. This says, on the topic of home wrecking, if he's coming on to me, do I tell her? Okay. So this is like short, but wow, like we packed a lot in here. Like this is like a short sentence, but like means a lot. Okay, home wrecking. And then, so you're saying that someone that's in a relationship, a guy, boyfriend, is coming on to you. Do you tell her, the girlfriend? Oh my gosh, I have so many thoughts on this. Honestly, in my opinion, yes, tell her. Because I feel like I haven't specifically been in this situation, but I've been around it. I don't even know how to describe, but this is so hard because in my opinion, I first think of, oh my gosh, if I was that girl, if I was that girlfriend, I would want to know, right? Like you want to know, but then at the same time, it's like, do you want this random person? I guess I don't know if you know this person. Like obviously if you did, if it's like your friend or something, oh my gosh, freaking tell her that her boyfriend's like coming on to you, you know, like what the heck, or else you'd be the worst friend for not telling her. But then it's like, okay, if you don't know her, like, is this girl even going to believe you since you're like a random girl? She could be like, no, he's not, leave me alone. But in my opinion, like I would want to know. So I would say tell her. But I feel like I've been around this before where I've like heard of other people that like I kind of know. And then the other friend of mine, I'm trying to be so vague here, and it's not, oh my God, it's not anyone you guys would know, it's like a while ago and no one that's been a part of my, yeah, don't even get any crazy ideas. But I remember her being like, yeah, like I just said I like wouldn't get involved, but then it's like so hard to like see it happening, but you know, but then you don't want to say because you don't know the person that well. But then I'm always like, yeah, but if that was me, like I would want to know. Oh this is so hard. And also, I wouldn't want to be the homewrecker if I was you, because he's the woe, honestly, in this situation. And I've seen this happen with friends of mine, you guys, where they're like, oh yeah, but blah, blah, blah is leaving the girlfriend for me, so it'll all be better. But you just, I always think in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, but if he's doing this with the current girlfriend, what's stopping him from doing that once he's dating you, right? Like, then you'll be the girlfriend and he'll have no problem leaving the girlfriend for the new girl again, right? So it's like, this is like a slippery slope. But yeah, honestly, I have so many thoughts. This is really hard because I'm sure some people would be like, just stay out of it. Like, obviously, don't do that. Don't like engage with him and like talk to him or meet up with him or anything. And just like stay out of it. It's not your business. You don't know the girl. But then, like, in my point of view, like, I would tell her. And I would just be like really honest and tell her. Maybe like you could prove it to her, like show her if he's like DMing you or messaging you, and would just from like a really nice, like, I don't know how nice it can be to hear that like your boyfriend's coming on to someone else, but just like in a nice way, like, hey, like if I were you, I would want to know, like, I just want to tell you. I don't know. I don't even know how to do that. Oh gosh, that would be so hard. Like, luckily I just have not experienced that situation. That's really tough. Okay, next one is, I want to seek mental help, but I don't feel like I have it bad enough. Okay, wow. I'm reading that again. I want to seek mental help, but I don't feel like I have it bad enough. Okay, so you just explained exactly how I felt for so long. Wow. Like, wow. I never thought of it this way, but that is like exactly how I've always felt about my mental health and therapy, and why it's taken me, oh my gosh, over 2 years to go to therapy after I lost my dad. And the whole time I've been like, Gretchen, go to therapy, you're really struggling. Oh, you like are in a really sad period. Oh my gosh, you keep crying yourself to sleep. Gretchen, go to therapy, go to therapy. And then I'm like, oh, but that's like, I never thought of it this way, but totally deep down I've been like, but Gretchen, like, so many people lose a parent, or some people don't have any parents, like some people are orphans, like you really don't have it that bad. But like, how messed up that you are comparing hard things you've been through to other people. Like, everybody is different, everybody's experiences are different, and I just want to let you know that your feelings, your experiences are valid and enough. And I just think, like I was saying earlier, everyone can benefit, in my opinion, from some help mentally with therapy. And maybe it's not, you know, talking through a bunch of traumatic experiences in your life that have been so hard, because maybe you haven't had that. But even if it's more just on your mindset, or I don't know, combing through things in your mind that aren't making sense, or I don't know, I just, obviously I haven't really started, but I've got the ball rolling and have a relationship with a therapist and am on her schedule. But in my mind, it just helps you kind of have perspective or think of things in a different way. Like, I feel like they help you sort of like go through your thoughts and comb through things and organize things in your head and sort of like make connections and reasoning. That's like my idea of how it is. Just sort of like just give you a little help mentally. But it could, yeah, it could just be on your mindset, on relationships in your life currently. I feel like it can be on anything that you want it to be on, anything you're struggling with, even if it's more personal. You know, I'm sure I will talk about body image and things like that that I've struggled with, or even if I'm talking about my relationship with my mom, my sister, my boyfriend, or just my mindset in life right now and what I want in the future and like how I'm doing every day and self-care. And you could just talk about that and like how you want to live your life, if there are changes you want to make. I just think guidance could be nice, right? And I think that's so good, first off, to know, like, I want to seek mental help, that you said that. But feeling like you don't have it bad enough, don't focus on that, because, wow, I felt that way for so long. Like, I really have. And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. Like, they sort of try to, like, invalidate how they feel or be like, oh, but I know other people have it worse than me. And maybe they do, but that doesn't, like, negate the hard things that you've gone through or things that you struggle with that you are still, like, entitled to have help with, right? Like, you can still get help with that if that's what you want. So, yeah, I say go for it, because if I can do it, you can do it, because I've been so scared for so long. And again, if you feel like you don't have it bad enough, like you said, I'm validating that your experiences are valid and your feelings, and you deserve to have help. I think everyone deserves to have help with their mental health, and I'm happy that it's becoming way less of a taboo thing and something that people are talking about more, because I feel like it makes everyone realize how much more normal it is. And I just think like every single living, breathing person should go to therapy, because everyone has, you know, things that they've taken with them from childhood or misconceptions or just personal struggles that, I don't know, they could benefit from talking with someone. I mean, just in my opinion, that's how I think of it. So, wow, that just helped me. Thank you. That was therapeutic talking through that. Okay, last question, you guys, because this is getting kind of long. This says, what are things you do to cope with anxiety that you find helpful? Okay, I'm thinking on a serious note. So, let me just say that, well, first I should preface by saying I'm not like diagnosed with anxiety by a doctor or anything like that. I don't take medicine for anxiety, anything like that. I don't want to be over here being like, oh, like depression, anxiety, because obviously those are very serious things that friends and family members of mine deal with, and they are on medicine, and I don't want to, you know, have you have the wrong idea if I'm just like, oh, I'm feeling anxious, but I'm not having like severe crippling anxiety, you know. But when I'm feeling anxious, there are things that I do that are helpful, and it's so weird for me thinking about anxiety or feeling anxious, because just for me and my personal experience, I've had friends over the past, you know, 5-10 years, whatever, who've had anxiety and they're on medicine, and they'll sort of like describe it to me, or I'll see them feeling anxious or having anxiety, and I felt like I never really understood it because I didn't feel it until like the last couple years. And sometimes I'll feel so anxious, and honestly, like to be really honest, recently, like a lot, and me and my sister, I'm so happy that I have her. Wow, maybe that's why I haven't gone to therapy, because I feel like my twin sister is like my mini little therapist, and it's so therapeutic talking to her. But we've talked a lot about how anxious we felt over, you know, numerous things, and for me, it'll feel like I can't catch my breath, or I'm so worried, or I just will feel like I'm so stuck in my head and I can't do anything else. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm just so anxious about everything going on in my life. It almost feels like I feel so out of control. That's how it feels for me in specific. Maybe it's different for you. So for me in specific, to cope with that, well, actually, this one thing that's been very recent, my sister got me into this. Wow. Like, I feel like there's so many things in this episode that I've never talked about before. But here we are, and I'm just being open and honest on my podcast. So my sister got me into this because she said that it helped her, and I've always thought about this, been kind of scared, just because it was new and different and I haven't tried. And I've seen so many influencers, of course, because it's like the big thing, post on their stories or whatever, like even like sponsored things, like working with brands for CBD. And I've always thought about it, and some people I remember this one girl was like, oh yeah, I'll do these drops in the morning, and even like on a work day, like I just had no idea how it worked, like I just knew nothing really about it. She's like, oh yeah, I'll just do these drops in the morning, get all ready for work, like then I'm just like less anxious during the day. And I'm like, oh wow, I didn't know it could be like that, like just so like casual, or you could do it so regularly. Like I thought it was almost like being high, like smoking or something, which is so not my thing. Like I don't smoke weed. Like weed is just like so not for me. I just don't like that personally. Not anything against it. Like if you like that and do that, I have so many friends, family members that do, I think that's great. Like I literally don't judge. Like just do whatever you want to do is my opinion. But just for me personally, doesn't really like agree. Like I don't really, yeah, I just don't enjoy that. So I think I was always like skeptical of CBD because I'm like, oh, is that just like getting high kind of thing? Like I don't know. But I know obviously there's not like THC in it, whatever. So it's just supposed to help you be calm, like pain relieving, anxiety relieving, things like that. So I literally never tried it until maybe it was like a month or two ago. Probably within the last month. And my sister was like, try these drops. And I was so nervous. I remember so nervous the first time I was taking it. But I did like a couple drops on my tongue. This is like so weird to talk about right now. I feel like this is maybe taboo just in my head because it's like so new to me. But I feel like so many people do CBD and talk about it. Anyway, so My experience on CBD, so that, I guess that is something that I do when I'm anxious now. I'm like forgetting about them. I haven't done it in a minute. But I just feel more relaxed and present, which is so nice because I'll catch myself feeling so not present and so in my head and so worried about the past, the present, the future, like everything going on all at once, worrying about it. And so I feel like CBD just kind of helps me like take it down a notch and be present and sort of, I feel like, oh, I was telling Max the other day, I felt like spacey almost, or sort of like out of it, but not in like a bad way. I don't know. It honestly just helps me feel a little less anxious. I think it really works. So yeah, I don't know if I should be like promoting that, but that's just something like really recent I've been like trying out. I don't know if you guys have experience with that. If you want to comment on my last post, DM me. I want to see like your experiences. But more like everyday things that are like my go-to things, like that's just something I've been kind of experimenting with. When I'm really feeling anxious, in a rut, whatever. Okay, like I said, calling Lucy, oh my gosh, so therapeutic, talking to my twin sister. I just think it is like the biggest blessing in this life of mine that I have a twin sister that I can relate to on mostly every experience in my life since we're twins. And it's just so nice to like feel heard and understood and like validated by someone, because we've gone through the same things. And obviously losing our father, like no one else had such a similar relationship with him as clearly my twin sister. Like he was both of our dad. We both were so close to him. Obviously we had different relationships, but very similar. So she can understand my pain and things that I'm feeling, and we can relate to so many things on that. So gosh, like Lucy is just like seriously the biggest blessing in my life. I could be emotional because that helps me feel way less anxious, or just talking to each other about it, being like, oh, you know, like I feel like I'm waking up with like a weight on my chest, and she'll be like, me too. Or, you know, I'll wake up and be like, Lucy, I feel like I slept with my fists like clenched, like I'm like my jaw is like tight, like, oh, like everything is like, I'm so tense when I'm sleeping because I'm anxious. And she's like, me too. So just talking to her always feels so much better. Cleaning helps me feel a lot less anxious. Cleaning can be very therapeutic because I can just be so distracted by clutter, and it can just kind of make me more anxious. So cleaning helps with that so much. Like I never love cleaning in the moment really, but then afterwards I'm just like so happy that I did it. Also walking Brody, oh my goodness, like the best thing when I'm feeling anxious or like in a funk or just like out of it, because you're outside, you literally are getting like sunshine rays from the sun, which are magical and wonderful. And also, you know, there's science behind that. I don't know. I'm not a scientist over here, but I know you guys know. Vitamin D, right? Okay, from the sun. Also just being outside in nature, so helpful. And I just know I'm having like insane amounts of serotonin. Is that what it is? I just know I'm having so many benefits from doing something for someone else, my dog. Doing some caring for him, like walking him outside, bringing him to go to the bathroom, you know, like taking care of him, taking care of someone else just feels so good. And also like the benefits he gives to me, just being such a cuddly, happy, cute creature, and I get to pet him and love him, that makes me feel so good. And right, isn't that serotonin when you like pet an animal, the hormones that are released in your body or whatever, serotonin, and it's just like the happy, good feeling hormone. So yeah, those are like my go-to things when I'm anxious. Oh, duh. Also, well, probably if Max is here, I'll probably just give him a big hug, because that just feels really good when I'm feeling anxious or sad or whatever it may be. Hugging my mom, hugging my sister, hugging Max, hugging Brody. So yeah, those are like my top things. It's funny that I talked about CBD since that's like such a new thing. I feel like scared. Is that like okay to talk about? I don't think it's like bad, right? Like there's not like, I don't know. I don't know why it feels weird to like talk about since it's like new to me, I guess. But I know it's like very normal, or people do like CBD gummies or I'm sure there's all sorts of CBD. Oh, you know what we've had before? Like this CBD lotion that's supposed to be good for your muscles. It just seems like it's good for everything basically. But yeah, I hope that was like good advice for you guys. I just wanted to, like I said, have this big sister advice episode. Hopefully I wasn't too like all over the place or too crazy, since I had my massive thing of coffee and I'm like very sleep deprived over here. Like I was figuring out, probably giving the worst advice, but I really hope you guys enjoyed. I miss talking to you so much. I missed chit-chatting. I feel like this is just our hangout hour. I feel like we're chit-chatting, hanging out. I love you guys so, so much, and I will catch you in my next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.